Next, new technical rules in the Occupational Health and Safety Code came into effect on December 1st of 2018. Lisa Chen, Occupational Health and Safety Program Lead for Farm and Ranch, dropped by the studio to discuss what farmers and ranchers need to know and also about the Farm Health and Safety Producer Grant Program.
As of January 1st, 2016, wage non-family farm and ranch workers have had basic occupational health and safety protections. We then consulted extensively with the sector over the past couple of years, and the technical health and safety rules for farms and ranches took effect on December 1st, 2018.
Can you talk about who these changes apply to?
Wage non-family workers are the workers who are protected by these requirements under the health and safety legislation. So farm family members, including all family members, extended family members, are not covered under the legislation. Same thing with neighbors, friends helping friends, and children helping on the family farm. So they don't need to comply with the technical requirements under the legislation. It is focused on the wage non-family workers.
So to help farmers and ranchers with this transition, we've got this grant program. Can you fill us in on that?
Alberta Labor and Alberta Agriculture and Forestry have worked together and set aside up to $6 million over 3 years to support this Farm Health and Safety Grant Program. So it is delivered through Agriculture and Forestry, through the programs and the contacts that you're used to contacting. And farms and ranches that employ wage non-family workers and have WCB coverage are eligible for the program.
Can you give some examples of what purchases can be made using the grant funds?
So the grant program is meant to be flexible. It's meant to be based on what you need to support worker health and safety on your farm. So there's many different purchases that can be applied for reimbursement under this. So some examples are first aid kits, fire extinguishers, warning signage, personal protective equipment. This may include things such as respirators, eye protection, hearing protection, and fall protection harnesses. Safety equipment that goes on machinery, it may be seat belts, it may be warning lights, backup beepers, and guards for moving parts of equipment. As well, training and the development of health and safety programs and courses would be eligible for the program as well.
For more information, call the Ag Info Centre at 310-3276.